Drugs and the Sun. 12 years ago, on a lovely Saturday morning in Tampa, Florida, I parked my rented Ford Focus next to a baseball field. A group of my friends and I had been invited to come watch a Little League game that afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock. Our friend's 9-year-old son, Frank, was a pitcher on one of the teams playing, and since we were in town, we decided it would be fun to visit while watching the game. The weather was perfect. High, wispy clouds, not too humid, with a temperature in the mid-70s. We could see Frank warming up in the infield as we climbed up to our seats near the top row of the open bleachers, the better to see him when he pitched. At precisely 1 o'clock, the away team ran out into the field and the game began. Frank was pitching every other inning and doing well. At the end of the third inning, the score was 4-2 in favor of the home team. As Frank's team took the field for the top of the fourth inning, I started feeling hot. I turned to my friend Susan, sitting to my left, and asked her, "Do I look okay? I feel hot." She turned to me and gasped, "Good heavens, your face is beet red. You need to get out of the sun right now." "I hardly ever burn, so how could this happen to me?" was going through my head as I headed for the nearest shady spot, which unfortunately was a long way away from where I could see the rest of the game. Pulling a water bottle out of my pack, as I sipped, I puzzled how I could have gotten so red so fast. Well, there was one thing different. I had just started taking a new medicine for lupus, an inflammatory condition. When I checked the bottle, it had a sticker on it that warned me about exposure to the sun. Exposing our skin to sunshine causes our skin to react, either by tanning or burning. Sunlight contains ultraviolet radiation. There are wavelengths called UVA and UVB that can trigger skin reactions like rash, itching, and even exaggerated sunburn. These effects are called photosensitivity reactions. Regular sunlight has about 20 times as much UVA radiation as UVB radiation. Sunburn, skin cancer, and accelerated skin changes like wrinkles and spots, called photoaging, are caused mostly from UVB radiation exposure. UVB rays are most intense between 10 o'clock in the morning and 4 p.m. They're important, though, because they help our skin produce vitamin D. UVA radiation triggers photosensitivity reactions in people taking certain medicines, like me. Although with my skin I rarely burn, my new medicine had increased my sensitivity to the UVA wavelengths in the sunshine that afternoon in Tampa. I could have avoided that if I had thought to use sunscreen to protect me against both UVA and UVB radiation. The effectiveness of a particular sunscreen is measured by how much protection it gives you against UV radiation. It's called its SPF, or sun protection factor. The bigger the SPF number, the better the protection. For example, if you properly apply a sunscreen with an SPF of 15, you could stay out in the sun 15 times as long without burning as you could without it. Sunscreens come in two main types, chemical and physical. Chemical sunscreens work by absorbing specific wavelengths of UV radiation before they penetrate your skin. In contrast, physical sunscreens reflect and scatter both UVA and UVB radiation. Here are 5 tips for avoiding sunscreen or sun sensitivity reactions to a medicine. Tip number 1, avoid tanning beds or direct sunlight until you finish a medicine that causes photosensitivity. When going outside during the day, cover up with long sleeves and a hat with a brim at least 4 inches wide, or apply sunscreen with UVA and UVB protection. Wait at least 24 hours after your last dose of medicine before stopping these precautions. Tip number two, choose a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30. If you use a higher SPF sunscreen, it doesn't last long on your skin, so you still have to reapply it about every 2 to 3 hours while in the sun. So whether it's 30 or higher, you don't get that significantly better coverage. Tip number three, think ahead. Apply sunscreen at least 15 minutes before you are out in the sun. Sunscreens need adequate time to bind to your skin to get the best protection. Tip number four, don't skimp when applying sunscreen to your skin. The FDA estimates that an adult in a swimsuit should use between 4 and 4.5 teaspoonfuls when applying sunscreen to their body. Tip number five, reapply your sunscreen frequently. Sunscreen can wash off, especially after swimming, playing in the water, or even just sweating. Be sure to always reapply sunscreen every time you dry yourself off with a towel. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.